Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the Wisconsin legislature. One of the worst people in the legislature, a state senator, Republican named Stephen Nass. You know, it sounds kind of strange, one of the worst. You could say that about dozens of them. Dozens of them. From time to time, they rear their heads and disgrace themselves. In this case, Stephen Nass has done the following. He's now stated that he wants the election commission, the Wisconsin Election Commission, six people, three Democrats, three Republicans. They frequently vote 6-0 on things. Now in the Trump era, maybe 5-1. Now they're being driven apart, maybe 3-3. He wants the election commission to publish rules regarding drop boxes in elections and alternate sites for returning absentee ballots. Now let's unpack that a little bit. Why does Stephen Nass, a state senator, get up on his hind legs and bray that somehow he wants the election commission to publish rules regarding drop boxes and alternate sites for returning absentee ballots? For two reasons. One of them is, in the last election, and it's been the case, the election commission has given advice to clerks on drop boxes, where they can be located in libraries, and very, very uncontroversial things, and alternate sites for returning absentee ballots. For instance, in Madison, in one of the parks, elections clerks went out and accepted absentee ballots there. It was strictly controlled. It was audited. These were clerks receiving these ballots. The people in the park in Madison could have gone downtown and sent them to the office, more convenient in the park. They had to have all the indicia of absentee ballots. They had to be signed. They had to be notarized. They had to have full information, address, and so on. And all of those ballots were scrutinized by clerks in the office afterward. And there was a lawsuit by the Republican Party, and they lost. Republican Party brought a lawsuit. And in this state, judges are nonpartisan, but frequently they'll have a Republican or Democratic background, especially if they've been appointed by a governor. And you're only appointed by a governor if the incumbent judge steps down or leaves office in the middle of his or her term. But otherwise, you run on your own. We're one of the few states that has elected judges like that. A lot of states, they're appointed, and a lot of states, they're what are called retention votes. So if there is... You're a judge. Let's say you're a judge. Any county in the... Let's just say Rusk County, Ladysmith, that area. Great county. Used to be home to Mount Scenario College. It's a great college. I've been up there speaking. I was very flattered to get an honorary degree from Mount Scenario College at one time. In any event, Rusk County, you're a judge in Rusk County. In other states, what would happen is when you were up for election, nobody could run against you. People had to vote up or down, retain or don't retain. And you had to get 60% of the vote. So if 58% of the people wanted to retain you, you were out, Jack. You were out. But if 60 or more, which is usually the case, if people are satisfied with you because you're running unopposed by law, you stay in. It's not a bad system because occasionally they do throw somebody out. Somebody's corrupt, somebody's stupid, somebody does something really stupid in cases, and they're tired of the guy or the woman, and they throw them out. Anyway, we elect them in this state. We have primaries. The primaries for judge this time around will be February 15. And if there are three or more people running for judge, two of them get winnowed out, and they run in April, first Tuesday in April. Well, all of this involves voting. And the election commission, which was appointed, created by an illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature under Scott Walker, got rid of the old election apparatus, which they felt was too fair. They felt they didn't sufficiently control. They wanted it partisan, and that's a big mistake. I served on the Wisconsin Election Commission many years ago, 40 years ago. I was the vice chairman. And in those days, different people got appointments. The Speaker of the Assembly did, the Minority Leader, and so, the Governor, and so on. But we went in there, and we were quite independent in the way we ruled. Well, nowadays, it's gotten much more partisan. One of the election commissioners who's a Republican named Spindell was also one of the fraudulent electors. He was one of the ones that Voss and the Republicans, they convened in a meeting room in the Capitol, and they elected 10 Trump electors and falsely said that they had been elected and sent it off to the Senate. To this day, I don't know why there hasn't been a grand jury looking at that. That is obstruction. That is forgery. That is false. You cannot do that. They've gotten away with it. Of course, it was disregarded. It was disregarded in the Senate and the House. But that's the kind of tricks they're up to already. Remember, in the Supreme Court, it's supposed to be independent. Four of them are effectively Republicans and three are effectively Democrats. Three of those Supreme Court justices, Republicans, voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won the election. They were going to turn it over to the legislature to trump the election, no pun intended, and to issue Republican electors, three of them. What saved us was Brian Hagedorn, Republican. He stood tall. He read the Constitution. He said, in effect, he said, look, Biden won the election by about 20,000 votes. Whether I like it or not is irrelevant. He won the election, and that's what rules. You cannot underestimate the anti-democratic, and I say that small d, feeling in the Republican Party in this state right now. You think we laugh at Wyoming, we laugh at Arizona, Texas, Georgia, baloney. Baloney, the cancer is in this state as well. In any event, why is NASS doing this? Because NASS doesn't like any rule that makes it easy to vote absentee. He doesn't want drop boxes at all, and he doesn't want absentee ballots at all. And if they have to be there, people have to physically show up down at the election site. Okay, that's why he's doing it. But why is he doing it this way? For a very simple reason. Because if they pass legislation, they could easily pass legislation, because they have a corrupt gerrymandered majority that says all of the stuff. And Evers would veto it, and they do not have a veto-proof majority. The law, quirk of the law, is that if the Wisconsin Election Commission issues rules, NASS, the head of the Rules Committee, they can reject those rules, and that is not subject to veto by Evers. This is a sneaky end around, a sneaky runaround by NASS and by Voss, by the way, who's in the weeds on the other side. They continually attack Megan Wolf, the terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. They Voss has advocated felony prosecutions against five of the six, including his own appointment, and including his own appointment, two Republicans and three Democrats, for mailing absentee ballots into old age homes during COVID when you couldn't walk in to hand it to them. They couldn't even see their wives or husbands. Remember? People would kiss each other through the glass. So the Election Commission voted 6-0 to mail. Supreme Court upheld it, and the clowns in the Republican Party want felony convictions. Okay, I'm getting a little exercised here, but you get the point, what NASS and the rest of them are doing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.